too late in the season for a road trip? No such thing. I'm talking with two gentlemen who are on a mission to bike from Boston to California. That's coming up today on the 315.
As a public radio listener, we know you have a lot of different interests. And with our slate of podcasts, we try and provide on-demand audio for everyone.
This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio.
From contentious public divorces to drunk driving arrests to private rants caught on tape, Hollywood figures are no stranger to the heat of the spotlight.
The NBA Draft Combine starts today, and every Syracuse fan is watching this guy.
Whether it's science, sports, or pop culture, we think you'll find something you can enjoy. Check out our selection of on-demand audio over at WAER.org or in Apple Podcasts by searching for WAER.
Welcome to the 315. I'm Kevin Kloss, flying solo without Joe Lee today. And on this episode, you'll hear a conversation I had with two gentlemen who are making it their mission to cycle from Boston, Massachusetts to Los Angeles, California. They're taking their guitars with them and stopping to play shows along the way.
I am Jay Mobley.
And I'm Hugh Yamada.
And you guys have taken on the unique journey, shall we say, of cycling from Boston to California. And you guys are kind of stopping throughout the way with your guitars and you're playing some shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this the first time you've tried something like this?
It's not for one of us, and it is for me.
Yeah, I have tried in Japan, yes, for 1 year. And it was, I did it in 2013 to 2014, and it was great. And I wanted to get back to do these kind of things.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. We went to college together. Back then, we're not exactly sure how the conversation started, but we both have an adventurous spirit, and we were kind of talking about, you know, it'd be really great to bike across America and tour our music and do all the things we're doing right now. And it just didn't happen at the time. And so about a year ago, we started talking about it again. I was visiting Hugh in New York City, where he was living at the time. And it just became a thing. And we, you know, took the last year to get ready for it. And here we are on the road.
So catch us up on your journey so far. Roughly, how long have you guys been on the road, and where'd you start from?
Yeah, we've been on the road for about 3 weeks, and we started from Boston, Massachusetts. We wanted to go coast to coast, Boston to L.A., and the reason it's taken us 3 weeks to get to Syracuse is we're taking a pretty unusual path. We decided to go north first, actually. We actually headed entirely the wrong way and went northeast to Durham, New Hampshire on purpose. We figured it'd be a better story to go S than to go straight across. So we call ourselves Going S. S.
Yeah.
Because our itinerary makes an S shape through the country. So we actually went up through Burlington, Vermont, where we have some friends, and stopped there for a little bit.
And so, roughly speaking, on a given day, how many miles are you guys riding on your bike on a given day?
Sure. In average, we ride about 25 miles and 30 miles per day.
And is this all what we'd call sort of friendly roads? A lot of uphill, maybe?
Yeah, there's been a lot of hills. There were a lot of hills in Vermont and the Adirondacks. We went through the Adirondack Mountains to get here. In general, we've taken some U.S. bicycle routes. We try to figure out what the friendly roads are. It's mostly kind of state highways with some shoulder, that sort of thing. You know, so you got cars whizzing by you, but you've got a little leeway to ride in, you know.
So you guys said that you've taken some of those bicycle routes, and you spent a year, you said, kind of planning this. Can you just talk to me a little bit about how one plans a coast-to-coast bicycle trip?
Oh, man.
Sure. Yes, we started talking about in April or May kind of thing last year.
About then, yeah.
And we just roughly talking about it. And we started, because at that time I was living in New York City, he was living in Boston. So we meet at one place sometime, and then we just discuss in that one day how to... We were thinking to go through, I mean, we are going through college radios, And that's why we're here today, too. Yeah, so we researched where are those college radios kind of things. And from there, we put maps. We made a map going S.
Yeah. The funny thing is, it's like no matter how much you plan, you end up figuring it out on the fly anyways. So we've planned our itinerary. We've planned a lot of the college radio stations that we're going to stop at. We rely a lot on, you know, hospitality along the way that, and figuring out what we're going to do on a given day from the people that we meet in a place. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to plan too far ahead if you don't know the lay of the land once you get there and you don't know exactly what day you're going to be there because you might have mechanical issues or physical problems, that sort of thing. So all of which we've encountered some of. So,
and we also prepared for like tent, sleeping bags, all that kind of materials. Also, he built his own bicycles, and I brought my bicycle from Japan, and he again built my bicycle.
Right. Yeah. He actually shipped his bike from Japan in pieces. He flew with the frame like in his hand as a carry-on, shipped the wheels to me from Japan, and put all the components of the bike, like the brakes and stuff, and the bottom bracket and stuff, in the suitcase. And so when it got to Boston, I rebuilt it. I work as a bike mechanic in Somerville, Mass. And it was kind of a mad dash to get it ready because he was actually coming from. We hadn't mentioned this, but he was coming from Tokyo at the time. He was living in Tokyo, so a lot of the planning period, we would Skype, you know, like early in the morning for him and late at night for me, or vice versa, to figure out when we were gonna get things done once he arrived in Boston. It was kind of crazy. So the last 2 weeks before we left were really the big push.
So if you had to identify in the first 3 weeks the biggest challenge that you guys have faced, what would you say that is?
Well, for me, one of the biggest things was I was having some physical problems at the beginning. One of my knees was giving me trouble. And that was kind of a scary thing psychologically, because that's a thing that really keeps a lot of people from doing this sort of thing, right? Like, you hear all sorts of horror stories of touring cyclists blowing out their knees. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was kind of freaking out, like, oh God, this is happening to me, and you know, I can't believe it's me. You know, I've pretty much worked through it. I still have some issues with it, but we take our time, and we've adjusted our route so that I can accommodate that. You know, that was the biggest challenge, and I don't know about for you, but
for me, so at the time, he was saying he felt sorry because he's bringing the problem.
Yeah, I felt like I was holding us back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, well, one day I'll bring a problem. And the problem that I bring it now is my bicycle is going.
Yeah, his bike is kind of falling apart right now. So we need to get some repairs done in Syracuse.
Yeah.
So you guys are in Syracuse. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, where'd you guys stop to get some food locally last night?
Oh man!
So yesterday, one of our friends from SUNY Fredonia recommended us to go to the
Shifty's Bar and Grill.
Right.
And we got Frankenstein wings there, which were highly recommended to us. I don't even know what flavor that really is, but it's delicious.
Yeah, and they also had an open mic yesterday, so
we played that as well.
Great. Yeah. Great. So we're going to hear some music from you guys in just a second. So you're obviously traveling, performing shows in different areas that kind of have different climates in terms of audience. Mm-hmm. How do you compare Syracuse and Central New York's climate of the audience versus like New England and Vermont maybe?
They treated us really well last night. They really enjoyed we played some higher energy stuff for them, and because we try to kind of read the crowd and see what people are going to be into. And it seemed like they would want like sort of boisterous, like, you know, really high energy stuff. So that's what we did. One of the guys in the crowd thought we should sing some Everly Brothers. We don't actually do that right now, but he was really he was really enthused about the idea that we could. And in Boston, it's pretty varied. I mean, they like high energy stuff there too. We played a house show before we left. And we played a long set of a bunch of different kinds of things. Depending on the room, you can get people to pay attention to an intimate ballad, but I think the pretty driving forward stuff works there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, great. Well, now we're gonna give you guys the opportunity to let us see kind of what people are hearing as you're making your way across the East Coast to West. That's our conversation with Hugh and Jay, who are cycling from Boston to L.A. You can follow their trip at goingsadventure.com. And that's going to do it for another edition of the 315. Find us on Facebook by searching for 315CNY. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for automatic delivery of new episodes. And if you do subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rating and review. Helps so much to get the podcast in front of more Central New York listeners. For Joe Lee, I'm Kevin Claus. Until next time.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.